Have you noticed there are fewer hazelnuts in these biscotti?
Then I'm not crazy.
And yet they've gone up 25 cents.
Hmm. Fewer nuts, more money. Hmm. Something I've been aspiring to my entire professional life.
Whoa. God, that is the last time I jog in these shorts. My thighs are chafing like a couple of hams wrapped in Velcro. Non-fat mocha, please. What?
As flattered as we are that you've chosen our company over, oh, say, a shower. Perhaps you'd like to go to the ladies' room to freshen up a bit?
Hey, so I try to keep in shape. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen either one of you two run an 8-minute mile.
Stand upwind of us and you might.
Oh, by the way, Nas, my benefit for the Seattle Theater Ensemble is tonight, and I haven't received your check yet.
No, that's because I'm still not sure if I'm coming. Whom should I expect to meet there?
Professional people, around our age,
mm-hmm.
Certain social standing, civic-minded, interested in the arts.
Oh, for God's sake, how many women?
Well, why don't you just say so?
Well, I thought my rutting monkey body language would have tipped you off.
Well, judging from my RSVP list, there should be quite a few available women.
Well, in that case, I'll be there. Here's my money.
Better be worth my while.
Oh, look, here comes Sherry and Dad.
Doc.
No, it's all right, I invited them.
Well, Sherry's not going to be there at your benefit tonight, is she? I can stop that check.
Oh, just relax, Niles. Come up with rather an ingenious plan to occupy their evening tonight. I bought them tickets to an event that's right up their alley. God, I was so mortified just buying the tickets. I paid cash, so they couldn't trace it back to me.
Sherry, Dad?
Excuse me, people. Did somebody leave some tickets back here?
Oh, good Lord, yes!
Something called Nashville on Ice?
Oh, yes, right here.
The all-skating country jamboree?
Yeah, well, don't look so smug. You try skating and blowing into a jug while your heart's breaking.
I can't believe you scored tickets to that. You are well connected in this town.
Yes, actually, these are a gift for you and Dad.
Oh,
I hope you're free
God.
This evening.
Well, we are now. Wow, Frazier, thanks. Look at this rink size.
Niles, what's that on your cheek?
Oh, what?
My lips.
Time. I have to go.
Oh, it seems like every time I see you, you're just leaving.
Yes, and I'd love to stay, but I have my therapy group meeting, and last time I was late, the compulsive gamblers were betting the passive aggressives that they couldn't make the overeaters cry.
Well, I'm going away here. I'll get us a couple of coffees.
Oh, you know how I like it, hot and sweet.
Yeah, but how do you like your coffee?
Oh! Is he always that funny?
Oh, yes. Oh.
It's a damn soap dispenser. I just gave it a good pump and splat.
I'm sorry. Roz Doy, my producer. You haven't met Dad's inner Marotta, Sherry Dempsey.
Oh, hi.
I normally look a lot better than you.
Oh, now, you don't have to be self-conscious around me, hon. We all have our bad days once we pass 40. It's nice seeing you.
What did she say?
Oh, who cares? The least I can do to string together a few precious moments of silence without her underfoot. My God. The woman's practically moved in with me.
What did she say?
Boss, take heart. Now, come on. Listen, you may not look your best today, but you know what? There's a man sitting right over there. That can't keep his eyes off of you.
Oh, where?
Right there.
Oh, my God. That's John Coughlin from my high school. Oh, dear God, please don't let him recognize me. I swear I'll never leave the house unbeautiful again.
Roz?
Thanks for listening.
Roz Doyle? It's me, John Coughlin.
Hi, John. Look at you.
Look at you.
I hardly recognized you with that mustache. Oh, Frazier, I'm so sorry. This is John Coughlin, Frazier Crane.
Hello.
So did you just move to Seattle?
No, I've been here for a week on business. Now it's back to Racine. Remember Marcy?
Yeah.
She's getting married on Saturday.
No kidding. Yeah.
Well, I'm late for a meeting, but it was great running into you. I can't wait to tell the whole gang I saw you.
You don't have to do that. Oh, Frazier, that guy was the biggest gossip in my hometown. You saw me with my hair all sweaty, my sweatshirt full of soap. Oh, God, what could be worse?
Well, here's a hint. Got milk?
No, as a rule, I'm terribly nervous hosting these things, but it seems to be going rather well. Mm-hmm.
Not for me. I haven't made inroads with a single woman here.
Ooh, ooh. What are you doing? You look nauseated.
That woman is flirting with me. This is my I'm available face.
Well, stop it. My God, people will think the shrimp are bad. All right, which one?
At 9 o'clock, blonde hair, blue dress. Oh, now 10 yes. o'clock, 11 o'clock. Oh, mama, high noon.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, I have to leave early. I just wanted to let you know what a lovely time I've had.
Well, thank you, dear. It's good to see you. Dear Peck, my brother, Dr. Niles Crane.
Enchanted.
Hi. Are you feeling okay?
Bad shrimp. Oh.
I so enjoyed our chat about Brecht.
Oh.
I was just sorry we didn't get to finish it.
Oh, me too.
I never do this, but if you'd like to give me a call sometime, I'd like that.
Oh.
I mean, you don't have to call me, only if you want to, and we can talk about other non-Brecht things.
Of course.
You see why I never do this.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you did it with me.
Nice meeting you, Miles.
Dr. Crane.
Oh.
Who's that gentleman over there?
Oh, well, that's Matthew Pym. He's one of the theater's biggest benefactors.
Well, I just caught him back in my bedroom.
Well, I'm sure he just wandered in there by mistake.
He was trying on my shoes.
An interesting piece of information. Something tells me the theater's going to get that new sound system.
Excuse me? On behalf of the Seattle Theater Ensemble, I would like to thank Dr. Fraser Crane for hosting tonight's benefit. But before we say goodnight, let's try and coax him into saying a few words.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. Alexander Pope once wrote that the theater aspires to wake the soul by tender strokes of art, to raise the genius, and to mend the heart. I'd like to say that it's my privilege to help ensure the survival of this noble calling. And, well, thank you all for coming, and I'll see you opening night of Run for Your Wife!
Wow, that was terrific. Are you always this eloquent?
Oh, well, hardly. My muse, alas, is somewhat ephemeral.
Well, it sounds pretty reliable to me. Oh. Leslie Wellman, we met earlier.
Leslie, of course, yes.
Well, I have to run, but I hope I'm not being too forward. I'd love it if you'd give me a call sometime.
I'd be delighted to.
Here's my card.
Thank you. Miles, was that Natalie Spence I just saw you talking with?
As a matter of fact, it was. I've been admiring her all evening, so I steeled myself and asked her if she might be free next week.
Yeah?
Well, her lips said no, but her eyes said, read my lips. I suppose you've come over here to gloat because a woman came on to you.
Oh, no, hardly. I wouldn't do that sort of thing. Come over to gloat because two women came on to me.
Two?
My God, I've never had a night like this in my entire life. I'm a babe magnet. I'm catnip.
I think I feel a furball coming up. Tell me, your second conquest wasn't that haughty filly in the white dress, Kimberly Egan?
No, 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 your path is clear.
Oh, what's the point? I can't take another rejection.
Well, Niles, tell you what. Seeing as how Cubitt has so amply stocked my quiver this evening, I will try a shot on your behalf.
God, you're unbearable.
Excuse me, Kimberly, good evening.
Oh, Fraser, thank you again for tonight. You really are a wonderful host.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I don't usually do this sort of thing, but there's a gentleman here tonight who's well rather taken with you. He's an eligible doctor. It's just a bit shy about coming over and expressing those interests to you.
Oh, that is so sweet. Well, you tell your bashful friend he needn't be so coy. I'd love to go out with you sometime, Fraser. Call me tomorrow.
Oh, do you know my brother?
Oh, of course I do. Nice seeing you again, Miles.
Anyway, Dr. Crane, I've spent months now sending out resumes, pounding the pavement, but nothing.
Well, Doug, it's possible you're simply going through a dry spell. You know, it happens to all of us. Months go by with nothing, then completely out of the blue, you get not one, but three offers without doing anything. Not just for any jobs either, but desirable ones with ample salaries and fabulous perks. Be patient. Finding employment is much like dating. Opportunities come along when you least expect them.
Thanks, Dr. Crane. Actually, dating is the one area I don't have any problems in. Right now, I've got two women interested in me.
Two? Well, that must make you the envy of most men. Well, that's all for today, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Crane, KACL 780.
All right, you compared dating to unemployment, claustrophobia, and bedwetting. Is there anything you'd like to tell me?
Ask me if I'm free this weekend.
Well, obviously.
Ross, ask me. Come on. And let me remind you, it is a 3-day weekend.
Are you free this weekend?
No, I'm not. I have a date this evening. I have a date tomorrow night. Oh, and let me check my calendar for Sunday. Oh, yes, another date.
Not bad.
Well, I didn't know better. I'd say someone was a little bit jealous. After this weekend, you may have to give up your dating crown.
I once had 3 dates on a single Saturday and still had time to defrost my refrigerator and rotate my tires.
It's a wonder you could rotate anything after that. All right, I concede.
All right, good. Will you help me with something?
Sure.
Okay, do you think it's weird to send a wedding present to someone you haven't seen or spoken to in 18 years?
Well, it's a bit unusual, but it's sweet nonetheless.
Okay, what if the wedding gift happens to be a sterling silver picture frame, and inside that there happens to be a glamour photo of me?
Ross, would this have something to do with an old high school chum you ran into yesterday during your holiday from hygiene?
I know, it all sounds so silly to you, but you don't understand, Fraser. I grew up in a tiny town, and I still care what those people think of me, and John Coughlin will go back there and totally trash me.
Come on, you're a beautiful, intelligent woman. Do you really care what impression the people in your past have about you?
I guess not.
Hello? Wah-ha-ha! Norm Peterson, you old horse thief. Thanks for calling back so soon. Yeah, well, guess who's got 3 dates this weekend? Delicious.
Hi. Is this Johnny's Steakhouse? Yeah, I'd like a table for 2 at 8 o'clock. Sure, no problem. I'll hold.
What the hell are you doing?
Just making dinner reservations.
Not that. The voice.
I'm trying my American.
Certainly trying this American.
Yeah. Anything on the patio? All right, cool. I'll see you then.
You see, I'm just sick of people making such a fuss about my accent. I like to be able to blend in on occasion, so I'm learning to speak American.
And who is your tutor? A drag queen?
You know, it's not very kind of you to mock me, especially after I've agreed to clear out for your big date.
Oh, yes, all right, Daphne. Thank you very much.
I'll see you later.
You see, that's the problem when I speak American. I don't know what to do with my R's.
Try hauling it out of here. Kimberly, hello.
Hello. Fraser, it's so nice to see you again.
Oh, well, let me take your things.
Thank you again for hosting the benefit.
Oh, well, thank you again for chairing. Listen, did we make as much money as we had hoped to?
Well, we haven't tallied all of it, but I'm guessing the evening will exceed our wildest expectations.
My favorite sort of evening.
Oh, I could admire this view for hours.
As could I.
Here we are. Some wine, perhaps?
Thank you.
All right. Two possibilities.
So, tell me, how did you become interested in the theater?
Well, actually, I first caught the acting bug back in prep school. The very first production I ever did was A Midsummer Night's Dream. Not to toot my own horn, but my bottom received a standing ovation.
I'm not surprised.
And you, how did you get involved?
Well, I work with a lot of charities. Mm-hmm. I actually founded one that promotes pet adoptions.
Really?
I'm quite the dog lover.
Oh!
You?
Well, heavens, yes. You know, I have a dream of someday owning a big house in the country where I can have as many dogs as I like.
I just love a man who loves animals. Oh. Is it too much to hope you are also a vegetarian?
I just recently became one.
Oh, hey, Frage, the pharmacy left your ointment with the doorman.
Somebody has a date. Don't worry, honey. It's just for prickly heat.
Thank you, Sherry. Well, Kimberly Egan, this is my father, Martin Crane, and his companion,
Hi,
Sherry Dempsey.
Oh, hello. Join us for some peppermint schnapps. It really settles the tummy.
Yes, as much as I could use that right now, I think I'll just pass.
Oh, hey, sweetie. Huh? Tell them that joke you told Anna McGinnis.
Oh.
No, come on. When she told it, I did an honest-to-God spit take. I'm not kidding you. So much beer gushed out of me, I was like Mount St. Pauli, girl.
Actually, you know, I don't think...
Okay, this really horny 80-year-old man goes into a confessional.
Yeah, you're not Catholic, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you're really gonna love it.
So, anyway, this horny old guy...
You know, Sherry, actually, I think we've both heard this joke.
Oh, Marty, I think we're cramping somebody's style. Oh, hey, before I forget, this is for you. I couldn't finish my veal chop. If you want to know a way to this man's heart, that is his favorite dish.
Veal.
Free range.
Hey, well, listen, we're just going to take the dog for a walk. Eddie! Eddie! Oh, you locked him in the back room again, didn't you?
What?
Oh, listen to him. He's crying, that poor little thing.
I guess you'll need a lot of extra rooms in that dream house to lock up all those dogs.
Good, we can joke about this. Kimberly, please, could I at least call you in a few days?
Morning, handsome.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I wondered when you were getting up. You hungry?
Well, a little bit. How about some Chinese?
Chinese for breakfast? Who eats that?
About a billion Chinese people.
All right, I got the plates and forks.
Look, why don't we do it authentic this time? Get the chopsticks.
No, I don't want to.
Come on.
I don't feel like it.
Well, look, just try it one time. It's not hard.
No, it's not a question of hard. I just don't like using them. They don't work.
Well, they've been around a lot longer than forks.
Well, our hands have been around a lot longer than that. Why don't we just eat everything with our fingers?
Boy, somebody is in a mood.
I'm not in a mood.
You are.
Well, I just don't like you telling me to do things that I really don't want to do.
Well, fine. I will never mention the word chopsticks again. So touchy.
Well, thanks for taking what I said so seriously.
Marty!
So, Sherry's there for not more than 30 seconds, and she chases Kimberly right out of the apartment.
Gee, I'm sorry, Dr. Crane. That woman sure can be difficult.
You know, that's in business. It's getting downright annoying. Well, anyway, I've been trying to call Kimberly all day to apologize. What are you doing?
Saying hello to Mr. Hicks in security.
You mean there's a hidden camera up there?
Yeah,
But don't worry about it. He says lots of people pull down their pants to tuck in their shirts. Although he did recommend having that rash looked at.
Oh! Oh, fine. Jerry's still here. You know, she stays later each morning and more nights each week. This is not what I had in mind when I moved in here. God, it's bad enough I have to deal with Eddie and Dad and their shenanigans.
I can't believe you're getting upset over nothing.
Well, I don't consider it nothing.
I think we should talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
To not talk about it is just plain stupid.
Oh, so what it sounds like they're arguing.
Well, you're acting stupid.
Could there be trouble in paradise?
Yeah. This is awkward. Should we let them know we're here?
No, they might stop.
Did you get back?
Just now.
Well, don't worry. We were just talking. Yeah,
we're finished talking.
Maybe you are. Marty, I think we should talk about
it. Oh, my God. I've never heard them talk to each other like that before.
Dare I get my hopes up?
Don't count on it. Once an argument moves into the bedroom, a woman can always get the man to make up.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
No, come on now. Men and women have been having this conversation for centuries. The woman always says, oh, do we really have to fight?
Well, then the man would say, well, it's your own fault. You started it.
Well, can't we at least talk this out? Come on, sit with me on the bed.
I don't feel like sitting.
Do you have to be so cold?
Well, you made me angry.
You could at least put your arms around me.
Oh, Daphne, I'm sorry.
You're right. Probably made up already.
Well, at least they'll be in a good mood when they come out. There's nothing like makeup sex.
Definitely. Please. Sherry and my dad do not have sex.
Well, of course they do. They're probably...
Definitely. I have to sleep at night. My dad and Sherry do not have sex.
So long, kids. It was nice knowing you.
Did that actually just happen?
I guess I called that one wrong. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, that was a long time coming.
Are you okay with this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not jumping up and down, but, yeah, I think it's better for both of us, yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah. Sherry and I had a lot of laughs, but, you know, there's a lot of things about her that bugged me, and Lord knows I'm sure she was bugged by a lot of things that I did, so no. Really, this is fine. It's fine.
Well, he seems to be taking it very well.
Maybe I should go see if he feels like talking about it. Hello? Oh, yes, hi, Niles. Well, actually, it's not a very good time right now. Well, Dad and Sherry just broke up. He seems to be taking it okay, I guess, but... Well, no, I don't think that's appropriate. Well, no, it's just too soon for us to be celebrating right now. It's still too soon, Niles.
Dr. Crane, are you all right?
Daphne, shh. Do you hear that?
What?
The sound of a sherry-free apartment. I've been basking in it for the last 30 minutes. My God, I feel like a seafront village after the Vikings have left.
Must be Niles.
Fraser?
Niles, I'd offer you a sherry, but I'm fresh out! Oh!
I can't believe Dad finally came to his senses.
Yes.
Ooh, should we attempt a high five?
Well, no, I think I'll go. No, what happened the last time? Oh, God, your watchman caught my hair.
What a relief to finally have things back to normal.
Yes, isn't it?
Hey there, Dr. Crane. How's tricks? I'm trying my American accent.
Bro, stop it. I mean, I just... that we Americans are very sensitive about our crude speech patterns.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
No. It's quite all right. You have a real flair for accents. Mm. Just out of curiosity, have you ever tried a saucy French chambermaid?
No.
Frasier's just been telling me how well Dad's taking the breakup with Sherry.
Yeah, a little too well, if you ask me.
Daphne, we've had this discussion already. He's fine.
He's in a lot more pain than he's letting on. You just don't see it because you like having your apartment back.
Yes, but leave the complex analyses to the professionals.
Oh, hi, Niles. You feel like going to the movies with me and Daphne?
Oh, thanks, but I have plans. Listen, Dad, I'm sorry to hear about you and Sherry.
Oh, that's all right. There's nothing to be sorry about. Nah, it's kind of fun to go back to my old bachelor days, you know? Yeah, don't worry about me. Easy come, easy go. You want a Boilermaker?
No, thanks.
No? Well, more for me. Yeah, I should pack a few of those for the movies, you know?
Mr. Crane.
Oh, come on, I'm only kidding. No, you know, it's kind of fun to laugh at things again. You know, that was the problem with Sherry. She had no sense of humor, just a real stick in the mud, you know? Well, hey, we better get going. We'll be late. I'll get the elevator.
Well, what's your diagnosis now?
It's a clear-cut case of post-Sherry euphoria. Oh, there are my canopies.
Oh, right, date number two. I'll be off as well. You can fill me in tomorrow.
You'll get a full debriefing, as hopefully will I.
All right, young Edward. Learn from the master. Oh, just follow these time-honored traditions, and you two might get lucky with that young Pekingese peach you've been eyeing in the park. Now, for mood, Vivaldi. And then for lighting, not so bright as to show the wrinkles, not so dark as to make her think you're hiding anything. And then finally, oops, leaving nothing to chance, Puy Fousse, 1992, the nectar of the gods. Dear God, I could teach a course. Adair. Come in. May I take your coat?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So nice of you to have me over.
Oh.
I hope you didn't go to any trouble.
Oh, nothing special.
I gotta tell you, this is all sort of strange. I mean, one night I'm at Dr. Fraser Crane's house for a benefit, and 2 days later I'm back at his house for a date.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that life is nothing without spontaneity. Come have a look at the city.
Oh, what a lovely view. I didn't fully appreciate it the other night.
My sentiments exactly. Here, some wine. Here we are. Two possibilities.
I wonder if I can see my apartment from here.
Well, if you can, don't tell me. I have a telescope and I'm not to be trusted.
Funny, charming. Next time I'm going to find out you're a great cook.
Well, don't get your hopes up. Duck confit. Oh, good Lord. Excuse me for just a moment. Oh.
Hello, Fraser.
Sherry, well, my father's not here right now. I'll tell him you stopped by.
Well, wait. I just came by to pick something up.
Well, why don't you tell me what it is? I'll have it messengered over tomorrow.
It's my banjo. Can't I have it?
Well, all right. Listen, I'm on a date here, so, you know, just try to make it quick.
Hi, how are you?
She's fine. We're fine. All right, just, you know where you're going. It's my father's ex-girlfriend. Well, where were we?
Oh, I was about to say that this duck is superb.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the way the wine complements it and the music. I'm guessing you entertain often.
Well, no, actually, I'm really rather lonely. Tell you what, take my telescope home. You can see for yourself.
Cut the banjo.
Oh, well, yes, okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Fraser. Oh, it was nice seeing you again.
I'm sorry, have we met?
Well, yes, on your date last night. Kimberly, isn't it?
No.
Well, you've got what you came for. Off you go.
Well, I'm sorry, hon, but she does look just like the other girl. Inside, you were playing the same makeup.
All right, off you go.
Well, some more wine.
Two dates in two nights isn't bad for someone who's lonely.
Well, you can hardly call what happened last night a date. The woman that organized the benefit came by. She just dropped in to say thank you.
Wait a minute, you mean Kimberly Egan? She broke up my first marriage.
Well, I hardly know the woman. I mean, she spent all of 10 minutes here.
Look, I'm not going through this again.
Oh, God. Adair, listen, listen. This is all in your mind. I mean, we spent one night together. She means nothing to me.
Gee, where have I heard that before?
Go ahead.
So, for the second time in two nights, Sherry managed to chase away another date. It's like she's a scarecrow in the cornfield of my love life.
I don't know how many more of your disastrous love stories I can hear. I'll say when.
Hello.
You look like an almost presentable version of someone who works with my brother.
Bite me.
Oh, it is you.
You haven't seen my high school friend John around here, have you?
Well, no, we haven't, Roz. I suppose you finally tracked him down?
Yeah, I'm meeting him here for coffee. I'm going to tell him I'm on my way to a chic cocktail party. This is the Roz I want him to talk about when he goes to that wedding this weekend.
The vain, neurotic, lying Roz?
Oh, are you Roz?
Yeah.
There was a call for you earlier from a John Coughlin. He said he's sorry, but he can't meet you. I had to take an earlier flight.
Oh, great.
Roz Doyle, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't look anything like you described.
All right, before I do anything crazy like go to the airport, fly to Wisconsin, and crash a wedding, did I really look that bad the other day? Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Sherry. Hi.
Gee, you look familiar. Did I meet your older sister in here the other day?
Oh, she must be jealous of you.
Taxi!
Mind if I join you?
Well, of course not.
I was hoping I'd catch you here. Well, I've been thinking about what happened yesterday between your dad and me, and I just can't figure it out. One minute we were having a stupid argument about chopsticks, and the next minute we were broken up. Well, I hate to put you on the spot like this, but did he say anything to you?
Well, not really. You know how closed-mouthed Dad is. He did say that the breakup was a long time coming.
Oh, now I really am confused. I mean, I thought everything was going fine. Well, better than fine. Well, the other night, we both said I love you for the first time.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, it's just that in the past, he's been rather reserved about expressing himself that way.
Oh, well, I guess he sort of hesitated before he said it, but I mean, a lot of guys do that when you spring it on him for the first time.
Yes, well, I can certainly understand why you're confused. Mm. Well, if you'd like, I could speak to him on your behalf.
Ow! Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your shin?
No, thanks, Frazier. I don't want to put you in the middle of this. I'm just frustrated. Listen, thanks for listening.
No problem.
Anytime.
You know, I really thought I hit the jackpot with Marty. It isn't easy finding someone you think the world of. Oh, I know. You go tomcatting around with a different girl every night, but you can't find happiness that way.
I haven't so far.
Ow! I didn't kick you that hard.
Well, you didn't have to kick me at all.
Well, were you seriously considering playing couples therapist to Dad and that woman after we just got rid of her?
God, I have no intention of repairing the rift.
God.
Last night, for the first time in months, I wasn't jolted awake at 2 a.m. by her rousing rendition of Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Seems a little odd that Dad chose to break up with Sherry just after he told her that he loved her.
As I recall, she said he hesitantly said it back to her. But to me, that's a clear picture of a man who didn't share her feelings.
Yes, well, I think he does share her feelings. Just panicked out of fear.
Fear of what?
Well, lots of things. Change, commitment. Becoming vulnerable to somebody again. Just afraid he broke up with her for all the wrong reasons.
Well, if you'd like a list of the right reasons, it's available on request.
The least I can do is have a talk with him.
No, the least you can do is nothing. Dad hasn't asked for our help. You just let nature take its course. It's like one of those wildlife films with the lion chasing down the antelope. You don't ask why the photographer doesn't interfere. You just accept it.
As a general rule, Miles, the photographer is not related to the antelope.
Obviously, you and I don't see eye to eye on this issue.
Well, what? Where are you going?
I have a date in 45 minutes and a bleeding antelope sitting in a Barker lounger in my apartment.
Suppose that sounded strange to you. I'd be happy to explain it. Are you, by any chance, free at the end of your shift?
Sorry.
I've still got it.
So fast, Mr. Hicks. You catch me doing anything foolish. Yes, you too.
He's been under a lot of stress lately.
Oh, Dad, listen, I'm glad you're home. We gotta talk.
No good conversation ever started that way.
We have to talk about you and Sherry.
Why? Look, I'm fine with it. Come on now, let it go.
Dad, listen, I spoke with Sherry today.
You did what? What for?
Well, she came to see me. Said she was a bit confused about what happened the other day. Well, from her story, I think what you're contending with here is a classic case of panic induced by fear of commitment.
Oh, you hear that, Eddie? That's what buys you dog food.
Yes, well, she also told me about a little incident that took place the other evening where she expressed her feelings for you, and you hesitantly reciprocated.
Oh, geez. She told you about that. Look, to cut it short, she told me how she felt about me. I said it back, but I only said it because I felt I had to. That's not really what I feel, so end of story.
All right, now listen, there's my date. Listen, I'm sorry for butting into your life, but I happen to be concerned about you. You may find this hard to believe, but your welfare happens to be very important to me. All right. Ah. Oh,
hi, Fred.
Sherry.
Hi, Martin.
Hey.
You left your Sinatra tape in my car.
Oh, thanks. I've been looking for that.
Well, there you go. Bye.
So long.
I saw that, Ted. I saw the way you looked at her. You can't convince me that you don't feel the same way about her as she feels about you.
Look, I appreciate what you're doing, Fraser. I really do, but stop.
All right, fine. It's your life. I wouldn't interfere. Sure, wait. If you can just stay for a few minutes, I think I can straighten this whole thing out.
Oh, sure didn't look like he wanted you to.
Yes, but it's just being his own stubborn, ornery self.
I do miss that.
All right, listen, I'll go talk to him. You stay here.
Fraser?
Oh, Leslie.
Sorry, I'm a little early.
Way to go, Fraser.
Oh, dear God. Sherry, this is Leslie. Leslie, Sherry. Leslie, come on in.
Hi. Fraser, could I use the little girl's room?
No. Oh. No need to ask. Come on in. May I take your coat?
Of course.
Yes, here we are.
Thank you.
Yes, well, you see, Sherry is my father's lady friend, and they're going through a bit of a rough patch. If you can excuse me for just a moment, I have to talk with him for just a minute.
Oh, no, take your time. I can always chat with Sherry.
No. We missed this fabulous sunset. Isn't that something?
Wow. It's even more stunning than I remember.
Yes, it is. Excuse me for a minute.
Oh, no, wait. Some wine?
Here we are. Two possibilities. Oh, Dad.
Oh, don't worry. I won't get in the way. I'm just going to go grab a beer.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, Dad. Dad, you and Sherry.
Oh, jeez. I don't believe this. Fraser, it's over. She's gone. She's out of my life. What the hell is she doing here?
She came in to borrow the powder room. I'll be right back. How's everything out here?
Fine. How's everything in there?
Fine. I think I just need a few more minutes.
Were you through with the powder room? Oh, sure. It's all yours.
Oh, Fraser, take all the time you need.
Yes, all right, thanks.
I'll entertain your friend.
Oh, what? And miss this fabulous sunset.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yes.
I forgot how beautiful it
yes,
is.
Yes, so it is, yeah. Oh, all right, yeah. To toss, oh, what the hell am I doing here? Yeah.
Just enjoy yourself. Okay. 2 minutes, no more.
Well, not you, Leslie. Look, I don't know what you think you're doing, but you go right back out there and get rid of her.
Dad, I'm not trying to torture you here.
Well, then you're doing a bad job.
All right, listen. I'm just a little bit confused about something. Maybe you can help me understand it. You say that you don't have any feelings for this woman. All right, well, fine. Why is it that the last 3 months you've been happier than you've ever been since Mom died?
Wait, you just leave your mother out of this.
Well, I didn't mean to bring her into it. That's not what I'm talking about. Dad, is that what this is about, Mom?
No, all right.
Listen, I'm a psychiatrist.
Well, I don't need a psychiatrist, and I don't need your help.
Dad, that is just classic defense.
Will you just drop it?
No, I won't drop
it. I said drop it.
This is... Will you just be a...
Excuse me, Butterfingers. Momentito.
No, listen, Dad, I do not mean to upset you. I have a feeling that what you're going through here is feelings of guilt. It's probably natural to feel that way. My God, I understand exactly what you're going through.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't understand at all. When you've been married for 35 years and you never thought there'd be anybody else. And one day you hear yourself say, I love you, to another woman. Well, maybe then you'll understand what I'm going through.
Damn. There was a time back when my first marriage was breaking up. I was talking to Mom. She said to me, Fraser, you've got to promise me you're not going to give up. And I said, Mom, please, the last thing I want to hear is a bunch of cliches about how we're all put on this earth to love one another and how it's certainly possible for the human heart to love more than one person. I said, all right, Mom, give me one good reason for me to ever let myself fall in love again. She said, because I said so and I'm your mother.
Yeah, it sure doesn't help. Reminded me what a great lady she was.
Well, does it help to remind you that Sherry's a pretty great lady, too? God, Dad, she makes you happy. Miles and I'd give anything to have what you have. Well, not what you have, but what you have.
Yeah, she is a pretty great lady, isn't she? I don't know. She'd probably be better off with some guy who isn't going through all this stuff.
Well, don't you think you'll let her decide that? Looks like those two could use a little privacy. Do you mind if I take you to the restaurant a little earlier?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. We can finish up the wine later. I mean, well, not that I mean we're going to be coming back here. Not that I'm averse to that, of course. I mean, if you're in the mood for a nightcap. Nightcap.
Well, it looks like your dad and his girlfriend are patching things up.
Yes. Gee, I can't thank you enough for being tolerant about the time delay.
Oh, no problem.
Look, you'd be surprised. I mean, lately women just fly into rages of intolerance. Just the slightest provocation. Well, shall we?
Wait, Leslie, before you go, I want to say something.
Oh, good Lord, step lively.
Listen, you are a lucky girl to be with someone as sweet as Fraser. He just did a real nice thing for his dad and me.
Thank you, Sherry.
Off we go. We're right down with you. We're going down the street to get a little Chinese.
Well, why don't we give you a lift?
No! Well, don't you think the walk would do them some good?
Oh, no, I think it's starting to rain. Come on, you'll ride with us.
Oh, you are such a doll.
So, Leslie, what do you do?
Oh, I'm a dermatologist.
Good news, Fraser. If you get lucky tonight, she might just look at that rash of yours.
Yep.
Oh, that reminds me of a great joke.
Just hold the elevator for me, will you? Eddie! Well, you could at least act surprised. You know?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?